USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Voters in North Carolina's 9th Congressional District casting ballots in a special election today. At a rally in Fayetteville last night in support of the Republican Dan Bishop, President Trump said by electing Bishop today, Republicans
take the first steps to firing Speaker Pelosi and winning back the House in 2020.
The president saying a vote for the Democrat in today's special election, Dan McCready, is a vote for radical socialism. The Pentagon says North Korea launched two rockets that traveled about 200 miles off its east coast yesterday. The U.S. and South Korean military still trying to determine exactly what type of missiles they were, but the launches came just hours after the North's foreign minister said that country was willing to restart talks with the U.S. And this is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34 Bible. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The Coast Guards rescued the last remaining crew member of a capsized car transport ship off the Georgia coast. The guard announcing that all crew members are now accounted for. Operations are now to shift to environmental protection. The CIA reportedly pulled a top spy out of Russia because of concerns the operative might have been exposed. The concerns were motivated by the Trump administration's handling of classified material, the extraction happening in 2017. Big Poppy is back. David Ortiz, the former Red Sox slugger, returning to Fenway Park for the first time since he was shot in June, throwing out the first pitch at last night's game, and even thanking the Yankees for their support while he was recovering.
A lot of my boys over there came and checked up on Big Poppy. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. CC, Encarnacion, all y'all, man. Thank you very much. Go Sox.
The Sox went on to lose the game, and this is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A bipartisan group of state attorneys general announcing a probe into Google's business practices. The AGs from around the country unveiled their plan to investigate allegations that the tech industry restrains startups and releases too much consumer data. Speaking yesterday in Washington, D.C., the Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said Google dominates all aspects of advertising and searching on the Internet. D.C. Attorney General Carl Racine says it's not a lawsuit, but rather, as of now, an investigation to determine the facts and look into Google's potential monopolistic behavior. The NBA is banning ninja-style hardware, or I should say, headwear, this season. The style, which was popularized by the Sixers' Mike Scott and former 76er Jimmy Butler, took off throughout the league with the Pelicans' Drew Holiday, the Clippers' Montrezl Harrell, and others all sporting the look. The NBA says teams have raised concerns regarding safety and consistency of the size, length, and how they're tied. And the Ivy League is on top of the U.S. News and World Report's 2020 Best College Rankings. The new list ranks schools in different categories, but number one for best school in America is Princeton University. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.